Welcome to the Don and Wynn Show. My name is Wynn Free, and I'm the author, the co-author of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I'm a musician, a songwriter, a poet, and a metaphysicalist journal. And my co-host is, go ahead, introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Don Newsom. I'm one of the principal behind the blog-in service, but there are quite a number of us now, and it's a pleasure to be here once again with you, Wynn.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if people know it, but blog-in has become one of the most traveled websites on the web, one of the most visited, and Don dedicates himself to this night and day, and the people like myself and others are just contributing their time. Why are we doing this, Don?
You know, we're doing this out of love of humanity. You know, and that's really what it boils down to, don't you think?
Well, you know, of course, I make a small contribution to blogging, and you make a big contribution.
I think we all make a big contribution.
Oh,
little,
well,
small.
You're the guy that makes sure things are up and new and everyone calls all day, and you're the hub. So it's not to make you, well, you are special. Of course you're special. But
my mother keeps telling me that. You're so special.
Did she say that?
No.
Is she listening tonight?
You know, I hope she is. I would like to think she is, and she might very well be. If
yeah.
She is, hello, mother. It's
okay.
Another wonderful day for the Don and Wynn Show.
So, up till now, we've been talking on this show about all kinds of stuff, some of my experiences. We have an interview coming up. Don and I did a show with an author by the name of Michael Sharp, who lives in Canada, university professor, and has voices speaking to him, coming up with messages, somewhat similar information to the information that I have gotten, others have gotten. He'll be on Watch the Board. He'll be on next week or the week after. We have somebody that's coming on, not on our show, but on... isn't Damian Brinkley going to be on?
Damian Brinkley? Oh, he was. He just spent a great interview with Eva Hare, which we ran today.
Oh, that's over, huh?
Yeah. But it's fabulous.
That's on the
Healing of Agape with Eva Hare.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can pick that up on the download, though, right?
Well, no, that stream's over. They can pick it up in about 10 days.
Okay. Damian Brinkley is a guy who didn't he get struck by lightning?
Yes, Damian Brinkley got struck by lightning and came out of it a new man.
Mm-hmm.
And he has quite a story to tell. But you know, I've had this pleasure of speaking with him a few times, and just absolutely wonderful. Wonderful man in his heart, in his soul. In his mind, just an absolutely beautiful person.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard him talk. I heard him at a give a talk in San Francisco, I guess, about 6 months ago, and he is a beautiful person and huge insight and a lot of psychic awareness to what's going on.
I agree.
Now, anyone who's spending time visiting blog-in service has probably come to at least two conclusions, and that is, one, that there's strange things happening in the world that they've been happening for a long time, but of course they're reaching a fever pitch, and even regular people who are not visiting blog-in, are sensing that there's something in the air.
Yeah, in fact, I think those people that aren't so spiritually aware, they're seeing it actually happen now in their politics and in their weather and in the, you know, with the dynamics with the sun, with the energy. They're starting to see it in a scientific, measurable way. But many people, of course, that have a spiritual inclination and are open to it are starting to even feel those energies quite presently, and the dynamics of which are continuing to build, and who knows where it's all leading, but it's getting very interesting. It's almost like a flavor of expectancy,
mm-hmm.
wonder and expectancy, and, you know, I don't really know how to explain it much better than that.
So the two things is there's strange things happening in the world, politics, weather, all across the board. And the other thing that I think that visitors are finding from Blogin is that there's people who are getting fairly clear connection with what we would call interdimensional sources, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Sources.
In fact, let me just interrupt here for a second. I was outside here earlier, Wynn, and I was looking up at the sky,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed something I'd never seen before. And it was the brightest bloody star, guys. I mean, there is a star outside above Houston, Texas, that is so bright and so big that I actually called my wife to come out and have a look at it. And when I started taking pictures of it, every time I took a picture of it with my digital camera, it changed from a circle to a line to an arrow to two lines to a comet. And I just start snapping one after the next, and I'm thinking, you know, folks, a star doesn't change like that. Although it may very well have been some funky thing going on with the camera, but it's a beautiful camera. And so then I grabbed my camcorder and started camming it, and I held it as steady as I could, and the darn thing looked... Now, it might not have been the star. This might have been just for myself and the camera, but an orb appeared. And it started moving in fast patterns all within my camera, you know, lens. And it would move into range and then out of range, into range, out of range, start moving. Just, I mean, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to bring that video to Blogin service and download it somehow from the camcorder, which should be easy, and present that to everybody. But, you know, I've been noticing some very strange things occur during the evenings, and that would, whether those be flashes of light right above the tree line. We're not talking in the sky. We're talking near tree lines, flashes of light that start coming midway from the sky all the way down to the ground that look like flashes of, if you can imagine a whole door, picture the door, a bright door that's just light, and then having that door fall midway from the sky down to the ground and spiral, and that would, and that's what it kind of looks like. And then weird noises, chirping noises, high metallic chirping noises directed right at the ear. I mean, some strange things. I mean, I don't know what to make of it all, but definitely things that are not commonly seen or felt.
Are you telling me, Don, that that was not a star?
I do
I
not.
It was a star.
I think it was a star. Yeah, but
it was a funny star.
A funny star. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very funny star.
But you know, there's a lot of evidence that we are under surveillance. I don't know if surveillance is the right word. Under protection.
Protection. That'd be a good word.
And there's positive and negative forces out there, and there's all these dimensions, and we're in this place where we have a veil, and we don't see any of it. We're just walking around like our planet, and what we see is what we get. But there's enough incidences of both people who channel and people who are seeing things like you saw done.
Yeah,
but there was. I'm not prepared to give the right information on this, but I'll mention it. There was an incident a few years ago in Turkey, somewhere in Turkey, where this asteroid or meteor was coming down towards a city in Turkey. Do you know about this, Don?
I believe I did hear about this, yeah. And then it split into a million pieces or something like that?
There were four airline pilots watching this, aside from somebody on the ground with a video camera. There was an indication of some UFOs coming along to that meteor, and something happened, and the meteor started dividing into small pieces.
Yeah.
And instead of coming down, it started moving. All these pieces started moving horizontally across the sky and ended up falling into either some water or some plot of land that was uninhabited.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, pretty obviously.
Well, the first alien, the group, in fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because the first alien that was seen by a mass group was just seen, I think it was last month on the, was it the 8th? I think it was the 8th.
An alien or a flying saucer?
An alien. It was in one of the provinces of, I believe, China, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, it's posted to the TNT board, and you guys can check it out if you wish to. But there was an alien, and it was in a rice field. And 3 to 4 people came out to look at this alien, and it just stood there. It didn't move them. I mean, nothing happened. It just stood there. And so then they started calling more and more of the townspeople to come look. And pretty soon they had a ton of people,
mm-hmm.
all staring at this alien.
Did they take pictures?
And, you know, I don't know a dimension in there, but it said, you know, everybody basically in that town came out to look, and it just stayed there. And then finally, I mean, it must have stayed there, I think it was 30, 45 minutes or longer. It was quite some time. It just stayed there, and they were all in awe. And then a ship came over top of it, and the being ascended, like lifted it up into the air and into the ship, and it took off.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time that I know of that people in mass saw an alien and
a
ship.
What kind of alien it was? Was it a gray, or what did it look like?
It didn't really go into that in the article. I believe it would probably have been a hominoid gray of some form.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, that's predominantly the alien life forms that are there, because that's predominantly what I, let's say that when I see them uniquely in my mind, or I see them during meditation, or I see them when I'm trying to do OBEs or various other reasons, energy forms, but it's usually always a hominoid. Now, I've seen stranger ones,
mm-hmm.
but it's normally the hominoid type of gray type of a look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, on a certain level, we don't realize how much a part we make in this interaction between these interdimensional beings.
Well, they're all around us. You know,
yeah.
people wonder, if you believe in aliens, then you must know that they are currently cloaking themselves in their ships. And you can't see them. Well, folks, let me tell you, they can do that to themselves as well. They can be walking around you, being around you, and you won't even know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's going on quite extensively now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel it.
Mm. Well, you know, in one of the questions that I had asked in my channelings with the Elohim, I said, well, how do you notice us? They said they notice us. Now, the Elohim is a group soul. A group soul defines themselves as an advanced form of us. If we go through enough lifetimes, perhaps millions of years of lifetimes, in this density and in other densities, we end up being a group soul. And the Elohim is a group soul that monitors our planet. And the other group soul is Ra, who's monitoring it. And, you know, that Ra is who's speaking through David Wilcock, Edgar Cayce, and Carla Ruckert.
Right.
And for those that are wanting to validate the reality that this takes place, I recommend that, of course, I recommend you read my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, with David as co-writer. But both Carla Ruckert and David Wilcock have websites with huge amounts of their information. And not only will it validate it, but it will tip you off to the way evolution really works. And the fact is that we go in all these multiple lifetimes. And this one particular lifetime we're having here on this planet is just a pinprick in a field of lifetimes.
What the bleep.
And so here we are, and we don't know that. We can't see it in our minds. And you know, the first time anyone hears this, they have to say, how can you know that it works that way? And I will tell you, if you research it enough, you'll find that you would say, how could it not work that way? And once you know that it works that way, once that's really integrated in you, not as a belief, but you've done enough study to say, this has to be true, once you know that, you it's quite easy to overcome fear. We talked about that last week, but, you know, fear of death is probably the greatest fear there is. And once you know you continue, and this is only one phase, and this is the phase where you just don't know any more than this, once you know you continue, then life and death is not such a crucial issue.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think death isn't, I don't even think it's a death so much as a fear of separation from source. You know, because fear...
Well, we're separated from source here. This is the
right
place.
But I think it's more an ultimate separation, and people, you know, they don't want to, because they either think it's all there is, there's mm-hmm. nothing more, they're separate from everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a fear of being separate from mm-hmm. being not one, and it's an absolute illusion.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had a number of shows, and that we've done thus far, and another thing we've talked about is the idea of group energy, that even though we're in separate bodies, to some extent, we integrate with each other in our energy bodies on the other side. And although we can't see this directly, we can see it, feel it indirectly. We can feel when we integrate with other beings, because we have a sense of connection to them. We have a sense of joy. There's a sense of magic about it, you know, and that one of the prime motivators in the human condition is having these kinds of energy connections. And it's something that you can't will to happen. And when it's happening, you can't will it not to happen. So how do you have more of it since you can't will it? Well, that's going to be one of the things we're going to be doing in the show tonight, and actually giving a real way that anyone listening can participate in to have more of this experience of group energy, which not only does it make you feel good, not only does it make you feel part of something and not alienated, but it has a very, very important part to the healing of our planet, because the higher forces can feel that energy when it becomes a group energy. And that group energy is a precursor to the physical world. It's a precursor to what happens down here. So when you get into a group energy and you make an intent from that place of a group energy, it actually stands a chance of manifesting in the physical world. So the more people that can tap into that place and then create the intent of healing our planet, the more chance we have of doing that. Did I say that right?
I think you did. In fact, that's exactly how it works, in my opinion. The more people we have with focused intent on the healing of this planet, the stronger that intent focuses the energy, let's call it, of the etheric into the physical.
Right. I mean, this show is the product of the intent of you and I to do something, right?
Anything.
And we do it, and the intent is to have group energy that we extend out into the listeners, and that they can feel it. They might be able to feel it. And if they feel it, it becomes a reference point of how it feels. But the thing is, of course, it looks like they're, you know, the terminology I used this afternoon is the people listening are in the stands, and we're on the field, right?
Yeah, but we want to bring them into the field now.
We want to bring them into the field. And so we're going to talk about how you can come into the field and actually not just be a listener, but something you can do. Everyone wants to know, how do I be of service? How do I help? What do I do? We're going to tell you something that anyone listening can do to make a difference. And it's so simple, it almost, it's, you'll say, geez, how did I miss that? And yet, it's very doable.
And it'll change your life. It'll change your life and those around you.
And it can change your life. I don't feel I have to let everything happen. I never like to say absolutes, Don, because...
Well, see, the reason I always say that, Wim, it will, because it's a matter of will. Will, intent, and when I say it will, well, call me the eternal optimist, but...
That's right.
You know, it, with your will and that of God's divine will, you co-create. So it is, in essence, a matter of will. And when I say you will feel something or it will change, it will. Maybe not in the way you expect it, not in the way you see it, but it will change because everything changes. That's the dynamics of the will.
You know, sometimes people think, and this is a hard one, well, geez, I want something to happen, but it never happens the way I want it to happen.
Yeah.
And why is that? And sometimes even people say, I pray and I believe in God. How come I've been abandoned?
Yeah, and where's the burning bush?
The fact of the matter is, it's not just prayer and believing in God. It's moving your consciousness into this group energy that causes these changes to happen.
The burning bush is in the White House, by the way.
The burning bush?
Yeah.
Is Moses there? And I wanted to share with, before we go into this, how to get from the stands into the field, I wanted to read this. I've read this before, and people may have heard it, but I think it's quite an amazing bit of revelation. And this is an excerpt from The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And this group Sol Ra, who is working through David Wilcock and Edgar Cayce, and working through many of us right now, although probably not as verbal or as clearly as those guys got it, they identify themselves as an oversoul for our planet. And they are there to help us with our evolution. And they're not far away. They're very close. They come in. They come into your space. They can come into your space as light energy. They can come into your dreams. They can give you messages. They want to. But they don't want to scare the hell out of people. Well, they do want to scare. If you could scare the hell out of somebody, you would want to do that, because then the hell's gone and there's no...
right? Scare the hell out of somebody.
Right. You know. But the bottom line is, unless people are open to some kind of connection, if they're open to the possibility, and otherwise, it would scare someone. I mean, somebody has to come to that place, you know, where they say, I believe this is real, I believe it's happening for other people, and I believe it's positive. And if you come to that conclusion, and you're willing to use the experience for your own upliftment and the upliftment of those around you, it's possible you'll get some kind of very distinct experience to prove to you that that happened. And they are helping our planet. And let me just read these three paragraphs, okay? This is in chapter 19, I believe. Our staff is standing by to assist you, and our presence will not forever remain in the shadow. When the time is appropriate and the help has been truly needed, the free will clause will allow us to make our requested appearance, and we will see that events occur in peace. We are completely ready to fulfill this obligation at a moment's notice due to the uncertainties that you are now faced with. Remember that. The true knowledge to one of your minds regarding how much we are capable of doing to avert world catastrophe would seem utterly overwhelming, since the neurological capacity of the third density mind is but a droplet in the ocean of consciousness that we are working with. Each mind, anywhere in the world, either incarnate or discarnate, and at all levels of density, can be studied and analyzed with regard to the collective mind. And as we advance forward in time along various timelines, the consequences of any of these subtle actions can be seen, much like a fractal function or quantum hologram. Hence, by our vast team efforts, we are capable of analyzing your grand chessboard and figuring out what pieces go where at what time and seeing how the different entities involved all contribute to the final outcome. In this way, then, if an event is not in the interest of all involved, the law of free will allows us to intervene in the lives of entities, often at crucial but unexpected points in the chain of causation, in order to offset such an event. These interventions can follow a gradient from the remarkably subtle to the relentlessly blatant at times.
And I've experienced that.
Depending upon the degree of balancing that is required and how the individual free will weighs against the collective free will. The more that humanity as a whole strives for wisdom and understanding of the truth of love, the more interventions we are authorized to perform. So there we have it. That's how they work with us. They're paying attention.
Dude, you know, it's funny because when I was younger and I knew that I was on the wrong path in my life and I couldn't quite put a finger on it, I had it. Some of the most blatant experiences where I would watch the TV and it would be speaking to me, right at me, right about me, telling me what I'm thinking, giving me answers, and I mean, it was extreme because I kept trying to figure out, and this went on 4 weeks, kept trying to figure out who the heck was playing a trick on me. And you know, I would get very, very intense communication that laid it out for me, right in my head. This is the way it is. This is what you're doing. This is what you need to do. And so it was quite an experience. It happened for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But then it went away, and it went away for a long time. I guess I must have straightened up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But now things are kind of back to getting weird again. But now it's more in a very loving, interesting way. It's, I mean, there's a sense of urgency and expectancy there, but it's overwhelmingly filled with joy, anticipation, anticipation, love. And so, I mean, I don't know how people are going to respond to the dynamics of extraterrestrial beings, whether that be interdimensional beings or alien extraterrestrial beings. I would just hope people open up their hearts, no matter what it is, and send it love and try to, I guess, know that everything is a part of creation and everything is a part of God, and there's really no reason to fear it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Pray. You know, we start a new section that I wanted you to go into because, folks, Winfrey started process. Let's call it a moving process because I know that he doesn't like to call it a movement, but it is a process that I think helps group consciousness work in people's lives and helps, like Wynn was saying, heal the planet. But before before you get into that, because I really want you to, Wynn, that was phenomenal. I'm so glad we were able to add it to Blog In Service. I wanted to talk to a few of the skeptics out there, because I get a lot of emails and there are posts on the various discussion boards by skeptics. And it doesn't matter what they tell you. They're just not going to listen. They're always going to play the devil's advocate, whether they do it out of fun, whether they do it out of spite, whether they do it out of a love of argument, or whether they do it because they just have a closed mind, or they don't know, or they only want scientific, what they can see, feel, touch, taste, smell. But we put up a new section recently called Proving the Spiritual. And it has a lot of great information in it about the various dynamics that is also included in Winfrey's book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. But there were some sources we found also that had that information that talks about the dynamics that are going on with our planet, that are going on in the solar system, what's happening with these gifted children, how pyramids and the part of the pyramids work, and, of course, information on the crop circle phenomenon. But all there in a link called Proving the Spiritual. And anybody who has doubts, or if they want to keep the doubts and just harbor that for the rest of their lives, well, that's fine. We can't do anything about it. But for those people who genuinely want to know the truth and aren't going to keep a closed mind to such an extent that no matter what you bring them, they're just not going to believe it, well, those people can go to Proving the Spiritual link on our website and access some of that incredible information. Anyways, Wynn, please.
Well, okay. For quite a few years now, I've had this little invocation that I've done with people that I know personally, and we've done it repetitively, and I've watched it work. And I put up a website describing what it is called Pray It Forward, prayitforward.net. But I haven't really talked about it that much. I just put the website up. I mentioned it a couple times when I've been on some radio shows. But it's kind of like I'm kind of the I'm stoking a lot of fires here.
You're the idea man.
Well, I'm stoking my book. I'm stoking, you know, our show. I'm stoking my music, which I've been recording lately. And so it's like this has been just an idea that's been sitting there. It's sitting up on the website, although it works. And I told Don, I said, hey, you know what? You've got a lot of traffic to your website. A lot of people check in. And I know that people say, well, what can I do? What can I do? I mean, what's my role? How do I do something? And I told Don about this little idea, and he agrees. It's a great idea. And so it's going to be part of login service and I guess our show. It's actually, we've been doing it in our show, even though I haven't mentioned it. Those who have listened at the end of the show, I do this thing which I call calling in the light. And people have emailed us and said they could feel this great energy come in. Whenever we get to that part of the show, they can feel it. And so stay tuned, because you may get a chance to feel it as we conclude the show today. In fact, we'll probably do it before the conclusion, because that's what Pray It Forward is about. It's about calling in the light. And it's an invocation that is non-sectarian, non-religious. You just have to have the postulate that there might be forces greater than yourself that are operative and are open to reaching you. You don't have to believe it. Just have it as a possibility and say, I'm open to this. And try this little technique and see if over a period of time that you get some kind of experience on some level. Now, what the technique involves is creating another person, which I believe I call them a light buddy. Is that the terminology?
That's correct, yes.
A light buddy.
A light buddy.
And it can be a stranger, it can be a friend, and you agree at a certain frequency, I would recommend a minimum of once a week to call each other up, and one person can lead this process. There's no rules. I'm not a person of rules. People can, you know, make it work and vary it according to their own needs. But to do this, calling in the light once a week with that person, and maybe leave 5 minutes of silence after you do it, and then hang up. It's not to have long conversations. It's not to complain about how bad your life is or how good it is. It's not even to complain about the state of the world and the state of politics. The purpose, the intent, is to call in the light and to make the request of having these higher service to other forces that are paying attention to our planet aware that you are open to them and open to their positive intervention here for the highest good of all concerned. Now, you know, the highest good of all concerned is a very important tag whenever you ask for anything in a prayer-like way, because if you ask for things and you don't have that tagline, you can easily become into a dark zone, because it kind of becomes black magic then. Let's do an invocation and make something happen. And that becomes a control mechanism. And it might work. But the problem is it may have karma attached to it. So you get things that you didn't bargain for, or you create pain and hurt for others because of it. And so it's very important in all requests to say for the highest good of all concerned, so that if there's anybody hurt by the execution of that particular request, that you would rather it didn't happen than have it happen. And so login service is going to act as an intermediary. I hope this is correct on. For those of you that would want to participate in this and perhaps don't have someone in your personal sphere that you want to bring it up to because they think you're a wacko.
Wacko!
Login service will put people together. So it could put somebody on the East Coast to the West Coast.
Well, what we'd like to do is, you know, everybody wants to be a part of this. Please email Wynn at...
email Don.
Or email me at contact@bloginservice.com or Wynn at bloginservice.com. But the more we get in emails, the faster this can grow. And what we're looking to do is put a calling or conference center together, and everybody would dial into that conference center and enter in a specific PIN, and we'd all get on there and call in the light and for the intervention of these higher forces for the highest good of all concerned. And that's something we'd like to build upon, and we'd like each and every one of you to participate, because healing the planet and healing our own our own selves, I think, is really what it boils down to here before we enter the last few years of this ascension process. And it's going to get more and more hectic out there, and it's going to get a lot more beautiful too. It depends on how you look at it. But we can do a lot of good together. We can do more good together than we can without each other. And that's the thing about unity and love, and that's how it works. So let's get this thing started. We will...
In the truest of senses, Don, we are each other.
Well, like, that's true.
We are each other. Even though we have separate bodies, as you move up the dimensional ladder, our spirit forms converge into oneness.
Sure, we're just reintegrating ourselves and bringing ourselves in line with the will of Creator, which is all part of us.
Yeah. So what it is we are doing this for the greater part of ourselves, which we're not directly connected with, but we can postulate that it might work this way. And if you do enough experiments, search, and reading, there's a huge amount of evidence that this is the way it works. And for people who are skeptics, you know, the amazing thing is you can present a skeptic with even what would be documented facts, and they still don't believe it. I mean, I have told people my story, and, you know, some of the stories of my own interdimensional connections, and the stories are documented, there's people, there's miracles, there's all kinds of people that know about it, and yet somebody will say, I'm delusional. And, well, I think they're delusional. I think they're living in a delusional world that they don't want to let go of. That's the deal. The world that most people call reality is a delusion. It's a mass mind hypnosis. But it's real also, because when you're in that world and there's pain, you certainly feel it. And we don't like to feel pain. How do we get rid of that pain? We look for magic. We look for potions. And it's lifting our consciousness. So let me repeat really clearly. It's so simple that it might be escaping you. You need one person that you will call once a week, or they will call you, and you will read this invocation over the phone. Now, a good way to work it is, if you are a person that's going through changes, you're going through difficult times, you can make an agreement with your light buddy to be able to call them during the week and say, could we call in the light now? This is not a time to chat about personal things, girlfriends, you know, the state of the world, the state of politics, or to heal, if you happen to be lonely, to heal your loneliness by having a new friend. Your intent has to be to connect spiritually with this person, to make this integration, this communal integration of your high selves, the high part of you, and bring in this light energy. Now, when you first start doing it, if this is a new idea, you may say, nothing's happening. I'm not experiencing anything. Yeah, I really strongly suggest you do it for at least a month or 2 months before you come to that conclusion and give it up. And if it doesn't work for you, please do give it up, because it may not work for everybody. Everybody's got different paths, different possibilities. But I have done this with people that have been close to me for years, and I've watched their life change and my life change. And part of this life change is attributed through this technique, through the intent to really care about another person, through the intent to really make the connection with the higher forces. Donna, you took everything off my website and put it up on Blogin, right?
Correct.
So the whole technique is written up on Blogin, and you can reread it to get it, you know, get the idea. So we've been doing this every show. Imagine, I'm going to clown up, and Donna's going to be my light buddy. Okay? Don, bring, bring, answer the phone.
Hi, Don here.
Hey, Don, can we call in the light?
I would enjoy that.
Okay. Now, you know what I'm going to say is not exactly, I've done this so I ad-lib it, so it's probably a little bit different, written up. But, you know, you're welcome to change it yourself to fit your own needs, as long as you don't, the most important phrase is for the highest good of all concerned, as long as you keep that in, either as a verbal or as a, at least an intention. So, Don, let's call in the light, okay?
Okay.
Father, Mother, God, I'd like to ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Don and myself, and that any negativity be released and taken to the higher realms of light and dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. We'd like to see our energies flowing through the light grids of our planet and healing and strengthening those grids through our own energetic connection. We see a column of light where each of us is physically, and this column is coming to the top of our head, radiating from the galactic center, passing through our bodies, through our feet, into the center of the earth, and opening up our chakras. We give permission to the higher interdimensional forces who are of service to others, to work with us, to work with those we care about, help us in our own transformation, and to assist our planet in this transition. We now send a light and people that I really think need healing. I send the light to my sister Joanne. I send the light to Daphne and Terry and to John. And I send the light to Don and the people he's all working with. Anybody you want to send the light to, Don?
I'd like to send the light to Jim Hickman, who's one of the directors and main people behind Skywatch International. He does a radio program with us every week, but he will he's had some serious medical complications, which mm-hmm. may prevent him from doing future shows. And, I'd like to send the light to him and hope that Jim does get better and is able to live a happy and joyous life. So, definitely.
And we can send the light to Nevin's wife.
Nevin's wife, Jill.
Yeah.
May she always be blessed with a beautiful
right.
smile.
And
and my mother. She's about to have an operation for some aneurysms that are quite large near her heart. And so that's kept soon, so I'd like to send the light to my mother.
Mm-hmm. And let's send the light to everyone who's listening right now, that this light can reach them and that they might feel it and that it might pass through their bodies and that they can heal themselves, heal the people around them by radiating, holding this light energy in their lives. And let's send the light to Blog In Service, that it can retain its pure intent and innocence, and that it can reach into the world and do as much as it can contribute to the positive contribution to the upliftment and transformation of our planet. And with that, I'm glad to be of service. And Don, let's take a moment of silence, and while we're in that silence, let's just hold this energy and be sending it to every person that's listening. We'll just take a minute.
Well, thank you, Wynn. Thank you very much.
Okay. So I know that some of you felt that. I know it. And that means if you felt it, you could most definitely make it work for yourself and use it as a tool in your own life. And so find a light buddy and do it once a week or as often as you like. And then when you and that person get to the place where you really anchor the energies, you're free to add another person. Either say, let's go on and you get somebody and I'll get somebody and we'll keep in contact with each other and kind of make it go on like a string down the line so that we can impact as many people as possible in this very, very simple sense. And another thing to do is take someone who is your partner, if they're in the same town as you, and meet them in a public place and do it right there, because you can anchor the energy in a way that it makes it very strong in a public place, and it will uplift the people around you, and it'll even stick after you leave. The energy stays there as a positive anchor point. So, on that note, we should, if we were on real radio, we would have to go for another 8 minutes, right, Don? But since we're not on real radio, we're on blogging radio.
That's right. We can cut it off
anytime.
We can
go longer. We can go shorter.
That's right.
And so I feel like that's a natural ending point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So bless everybody that's listening. You know, bless our planet. And Don, anything else you want to say?
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in today and being a part of this. And hopefully, you know, you'll take Wynn's advice and start working on this, praying it forward with a light buddy, because I think it's something that you can manifest great and powerful love in your lives and in the lives of others and the healing of our planet. I really do. Otherwise, we wouldn't do this.
Yeah. And if somebody can't think of anybody that is in their personal sphere and they want to do it, email us and we'll start linking people up all over the country, all over the world, to with each other to help with this process.
Absolutely. Well, thank you once again, Wynn, for a wonderful show. And
thank you, Don, for a wonderful show, and thank everybody who's tuned in. And you know, we're doing this live now. Since we have the freedom to do whatever we want, we're going to be having a lot of experimental formats. Maybe next week we'll have our interview with Michael Sharp, and we'll be having call-ins soon when you get your telephone line set up.
An 800 line.
Now, so that those of you that are listening, even the skeptics, can call in and voice, you know, have your own voice. So that's all for me.
That's all for me. Good night. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.